talk about a busy weekend in Detroit. Tigers working out their summer training camp. Rocket Mortgage Classic with spectacular golf at the Detroit Golf Club. And we're all wondering where sports will go from here with the surge in cases in most states nationwide. Dan Miller, TV guy, voice of the Lions, standing by. Also, Swift signed his deal over the weekend. So a lot to talk about, Danny.
Yeah, a lot of talk about, but as you kind of alluded to, there are a lot of questions, too, that we don't have answers to yet. So I think it's a day-by-day thing. We're just seeing where all this is taking us, because you can make all the plans in the world, but right now, though, those plans aren't leading the way. It's how we ultimately deal with this virus is going to make the difference.
I think it's end of the month. I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'm sticking with it. By the time we get to the end of July, we'll know if we're going to have sports in the fall.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I wouldn't lock it in. I think it would tell us maybe if we know that we're not going to. And I say that because, you know, this thing could come apart in August. I mean, baseball could start, and all of a sudden we realize that if these guys travel and the NBA gets in their bubble and the NHL starts to come back, it could all fall apart at that point. So I think by the end of July, we'll know how we're handling things. But I find it very difficult at this point to put many deadlines on understanding what's going to happen. You know, I think college football is going to unfold, and unfortunately, I unravel here in the next couple of weeks, and maybe some of the next couple of days, based on what people are saying that we're going to hear from the Ivy League, that they're going to move to the spring. So I just, you know, to me, everything doesn't seem to be trending in the right direction. Things seem to be trending in the wrong direction. It's going to be a question after a while of how much can we deal with, how many baseball players are going to opt out. There's just so many moving parts right now.
The way it's looking, and even the conversation going on in Lansing right now between the governor and the Michigan High School Athletic Association, I think you may see football across the board from youth to high school to college to the pros. You'll see it next spring.
I don't know how you can think otherwise at this point. I just don't. With what we're seeing in terms of the spread, you know, one bar in East Lansing being responsible for such a massive spread of the virus, you know, how are you going to put, you know, kids on a field right now and think that we're not going to have issues there? Now, I understand it doesn't affect kids the way that it affects adults, but they go home, they're with adults, they go home, they're with people that have comorbid conditions. I just don't know if safety allows us to play those games right now. And look, these are all opinions, and I understand that other people have their opinions out there, and there's probably some people banging on the steering wheel saying, you know, it doesn't affect them that badly. It's not affecting the younger generation. Well, it's not just about them. We got to be careful about how this thing spreads and the tentacles that come out from, you know, different people that get it and then go into different crowds and go into different places and are then spreading the disease, the virus to other people. It's just, I honestly believe that we're going to see more colleges say that they're going online. You know, we saw what came out from Rutgers today and what came out from Harvard today. And I think I think the next couple of weeks we will see numerous colleges say, you know what, the bulk of our classes are going to be online. And if the bulk of classes in college are online and you're not asking students to be on campus or you're not asking students to be in class, you can't ask football players to be on campus and you can't ask football players to be in class. It just doesn't make sense at that point.
Yeah, it is. It's about if they're not on campus, you won't have sports. That was a message from NCAA presidents this past spring. And, you know, I look where you're at and I look at Comerica and the workouts, and it's cool to see, you know, BP and, you know, pitchers in the bullpen getting work in. And, you know, you look at baseball slated to start that weekend of July 23rd, 24th. Do you think they're going to be able to start the season?
I hope so. But, I mean, look, you have teams canceling workouts right now because they can't get their test results. You know, we're dealing with a short clock anyway. These people need to be on the field and getting ready to play. I hope they're going to be able to. I have reservations about it. But it you know, when you see teams that are not able to get the results from the testing that is supposed to be so significant, that's a problem. Chris Bryant comes out and says, well, I was tested Tuesday, you know, and I just got tested for the first time since. That's not the way this is supposed to work. Now, maybe baseball can get its act together, but right now it appears to be problematic. And that's not just, you know, the sport of baseball. Some of these labs are so backed up. I have somebody close to me who got tested and was originally told 2 to 4 days, and then all of a sudden it became 7 days. Now they're at 9 days because they're telling her the labs are backed up. So this is problematic, and the problems that we deal with in society are many of the same problems that they deal with in baseball. Unless they have some sort of private lab where they can get things done that other people can't get done at a more expedient rate. So it's just, we're dealing with potholes and problems and things that we've never had to deal with in you know, driving down the road and playing games before. So we don't have the answers because we've never faced the questions. And that's what we're dealing with right now. So we can sit here and I have my opinion and you have your opinion and your listeners have their opinion, and that's all okay. But in the end, there's going to be a reality to it that's going to be dictated by, you know, how these athletes handle it, how much they're willing to deal with it, and, you know, what the ultimate safety and precaution that they can put in place it really is. And we're going to find out. We think some of these sports that we've got it in a good place. We think a bubble might work, but do we know that? No, because we've never done it before. So there's just so many things that have to break right to get anywhere close to where we were in terms of playing the games, much less, you know, fans in the stands or anything like that.
You know, the NFL, when you look at pro sports compared to college or youth sports, looking at revenue, I don't think the NFL is ready to go broke. But, you know, professional athletes, different category here. And the NFL has never wavered. You know, I know they did the virtual draft and they did the virtual schedule release show. But Roger Goodell and those owners have, you know, been lockstep for the most part with the Players Association that they're marching right towards playing a season even without fans.
Well, they are, but they haven't been faced with the real choice of having players on the field yet. The NFL, and I want to make sure people understand what I'm saying here, they've been fortuitous in terms of timing. Nobody's really been lucky through this whole thing, so I want to make sure people understand that. But the NFL wasn't in the middle of a season. And the NFL wasn't trying to start its season. The NFL didn't have to make any real decisions about getting back on the field until 3 weeks from now when they got to get back for training camp. They said, we're not doing the off season. That's okay. You can get by with that. But if you're going to play your season and start on time, you got to get guys out there in late July. That's when they face their first real crossroads to decide, okay, we're in, we're moving forward, or we're not. You're right. To this point, everything they've done has pointed towards moving forward. But that's a real deadline. That's a real time where they have to say, we're comfortable putting guys back on the field or we're not. And up until now, they haven't been faced with that. But they're doing everything they can to put the protocols in place to put themselves in position to do that. But until that happens and they pull it off, I think, you know, we're all right to have a little bit of trepidation about it based on what we've seen. We're going to get a cue from baseball the next couple of weeks as to how that works. I will tell you this, and maybe the NFL has a better plan, but the trouble that baseball's having right now with testing and the trouble that some of the teams are having with getting results, that doesn't bode well for anybody. You know, you've got to, if you're basing your ability to function on massive testing, daily testing, testing every other day, you can't just test. You have to test and get results. So that's what some of the problems that we're facing right now are, is you can put the best plans in place, but if you can't execute them, which right now we're seeing some major league teams that are canceling workouts, can't, if you can't execute them, then that's a problem. And that's a problem you might not be able to overcome.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, TV guy out of Detroit, joining us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at football at all levels, that if they do try and they can play in youth, high school, college, pro, you may not have any live tackling until that first game.
Yeah, and I don't know. It seems to me like, talking about pro football right now, that they would figure out a way to get a tune-up or two in there. And I know that the NFL Players Association, their reps, you know, approved not playing any preseason games. I just feel like there's a lot they have to come to the table and work out, and then we'll know how they're going to do it. I don't know if it's good for anybody, and I would defer to players and coaches, but I don't know if it's good for anybody to not have a game until you play a game that counts. I would think some game action helps them. You know, do you need four games? Probably not. Would, you know, a starter playing two halves of football before they get to real games, you know, two preseason games, you play a half in each, would that be, you know, advantageous? I would think so. I just don't know that it you know, serves them well to be at their best and to put themselves in the best position physically to, you know, thrive and stay healthy, to not play any games, and in essence, you know, not have real live football since last December for some teams, January for others, and February for two. I just don't know. I mean, again, I think that's a conversation better served for you know, players and coaches, because they're the ones living it. But I do think there's a reason they play preseason games. It's not just money. Some of it is tune-up. Some of it is the ability to get out there. And to be honest with you, some of it would be just working through your game day protocols as well, because they're going to be important in terms of safety.
Danny Miller, always love the conversation, my friend. Rocket Mortgage, great tournament, raised over $1.4 million for the Digital Divide in Detroit. Great showcase for the city. We'll talk soon, my friend, okay?
You got it. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, Dan Miller.